While U.S. and NATO allies prepare for a possible invasion of Ukraine, by Russia, interested parties are considering the possibility that Russia may, in fact, cut off the natural gas supplies to Europe if Russia is hit with sanctions. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine. On Tuesday, Ukraine's leaders tried to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia is not imminent, even as they acknowledge that the threat is real. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked if he was going to deploy 8,500 U.S. troops. This is VOA News. An attack on the computer systems of Canada's Global Affairs Department last week has kept at least some diplomats without access to some online functions. That's according to the government's Treasury Board. The incident came a day before the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity urged companies to bolster protections against the potential for Russian-backed attacks and escalating tensions over potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. Britain's government is now holding its breath as it awaits the Partygate report. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is bracing for the conclusions of an investigation into allegations of lockdown-breaching parties. The document could help him end weeks of scandal and discontent or bring his time in office to an abrupt close. Johnson's office has promised to publish its findings on Tuesday. Police said they'd opened a criminal investigation into some of the gatherings. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The COVID-19 booster drive in the United States is losing steam, details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The CDC says just 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose, and the average number of booster shots given per day has dropped from a peak of 1 million in early December to about 490,000 as of last week. Also, a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center of Public Affairs Research found that Americans are more likely to see the initial vaccinations rather than a booster as essential. Overall, the U.S. vaccine campaign has been sluggish more than 13 months after it started. Just 63% of Americans are fully vaccinated with the initial round of shots. I'm Shelley Adler.
Repeated COVID-19 testing of millions of Beijing residents is starting to test the patience of some as the city clamps down on the virus ahead of the coming Winter Olympics. A third round of mass testing for the 2 million residents in the district got underway Wednesday. Residents bundled up against the wind as they waited in line, with the daytime high hovering around the freezing point. An official announcement of the testing on social media late Tuesday drew dozens of critical comments. The Chinese capital has stepped up the country's already strict pandemic response measures ahead of the Olympics, which opens February 4th. And the U.S. government is now warning a computer chip shortage could shut down factories. More at VOAnews.com. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.